Hey guys, this is Ben Pridgen for the Nerd of Godcast. So how many of you have regrets? Now, I'm not talking about just like, man, I regret waking up this morning or anything else, but I'm talking about like life decision regrets. This is one thing that so many people have, especially in today's world, today's society. And I mean, with everything that's going on in the world today, one of the worries that we need to be able to get past is regrets. Philippians 3:13 says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." Paul is writing to the Philippians, he's talking about his own life and everything that's going on and everything that he did prior or previously to his relationship with Christ. And it was like forgetting what lies behind. So many times we've made decisions, and it could be a tattoo that says "no regrets." And that was, every time I see that, I find that hilariously ironic about "no regrets" instead of "no regrets." And or it could be relationships. It could be so many other things that we really feel bad. Now, I will tell you, regret is positive in life as long as it leads to repentance. Because if you read the definition for regret, it actually says repentant, to move to feel sorry or to move to repentance. And so that's a positive. We need to have regret that moves us to repentance. But once we repent, we need to make sure that we forget what lies behind. If we look at the Marvel cinema and you look at Thor in particular, you see him regret not going for the head. And everybody who's seen the film, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And in the next interaction between him and Thanos, he goes for the head. And he regrets that decision, the initial decision, so much that he eats, drinks, and all he does is seclude himself from society, from everything else, from being beneficial. And so many times as Christians, we regret some of the mistakes we've done in our past. And what that does, that shuts us up from spreading the good news and doing good things for others. So we need to follow what Paul says to the Philippians in Philippians 3:13, "Forget what lies behind, forget my past, and work towards what lies ahead in a relationship with Christ." Guys, no matter what you've done in the past, through forgiveness, through Christ's blood on the cross, you are forgiven and we can move forward.
That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever podcasts are consumed, or check out the blog of nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ben Pridgen for the Nerd of Godcast Daily. Until next time, keep gaming.